Down and Dirty, a Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon fanfic, written by Anenko, read by Black Glass. Ami knew anatomy and understood biology. The mechanics of sex were no mystery to her, having been clearly laid out in the pages of her medical textbooks. Other girls giggled when they looked at boys, and talked in hushed voices about holding hands, kissing, and other more daring acts. She didn't whisper, or giggle, or blush. Ami had never been kissed. She didn't think about boys at all. She dreamt of lips against her throat, teeth rough and angry against her pulse. There were broad shoulders beneath her hands, and a large hand between her thighs, cupping her through the material of her uniform. The muscles in his shoulders shifted as he adjusted his hold on her, and his fingers were easing beneath her uniform and into her. Her breath came short and ragged. The air smelt damp, his skin sharp with power and desperation. She curled her fist in his hair, and pulled until he grunted in pain, and lifted his head from the curve of her neck. She locked her eyes with his, and bared her teeth in challenge. He cursed at her, and leaned forward to bite her curling lips. Biology, anatomy, textbook diagrams. None of them had told Ami what another body moving against hers would sound like, what it would feel like. Dreams were irrational, uncontrollable, and meant nothing more than she allowed them to. Dreams weren't real. The girl in the mirror looked the same as ever. Ami tilted her head from side to side, brushing her fingers against the line of her throat. Her pulse was erratic, her pupils too wide. Ami let her hand drop back to her side. She twisted her fingers together behind her back, and counted each inhale and exhale until her breath evened out. Her mind wouldn't betray her, and her body wouldn't lie to her. She would know if the dreams were anything else. She would. She would. In the dreams, she was confident and strong and cruel. She pushed at his shoulders until the man stumbled backwards, his mouth set in a furious scowl. She stretched, lazy and mocking, and smoothed her skirt back into place. She twitched at his cape as she brushed past him. "It appears that you do have a use after all," she said. "I'll kill you," he said. She laughed, delighted, and said, "I'll be waiting for you." Watching Nefukichi rage and stumble made Ami's stomach clench. Some small, dark part of her imagined pushing him to his knees and bringing a helpless snarl to his lips. She curled her fingers against her skirt and smiled without fury, without power and dominance crackling along her skin, driving up her spine. Dreams were nothing else. Nefukichi stared and fell over his own feet as he escaped Ami's kind smile. End of story. Thanks for listening.